We're here at 88 London Road. I'm here with Ella D. Gajic, and you can say your name.
Niamh Frangwyn.
And this is, I like this because this is a one-woman spoken word poetry show. And there's some poetry and live literature in the fringe, and it doesn't get covered as much as it should. This show's called Did I Choose These Shoes? So, Ella, tell us about it.
Well, really, it's all about girls growing up today and the struggles that we face, kind of surrounding themes of body dysmorphia and empowerment, objectification, and just generally kind of giving a platform to young girls when I think so often voices are drowned out, and how women seem to be constantly misrepresented in society, and why this is, and why certain women are encouraged differently to men. And I'm just kind of bringing light to all these issues and the experiences I've had growing up as a girl today, with influences from technology, the internet, Facebook, and how I feel like it has really has had an integral part to this kind of new culture we see of kind of women and boys, just young people we see growing up today. So it's very much taking poetry, and I'm not delivering it in a way that sometimes I feel poetry really alienates people, but the way I hope to cut it to come across in my show is something that's really more engaging and people can kind of understand and relate to and see in their everyday lives.
What made you choose a theatre space for it?
A theatre space as opposed to just like...
I mean, a lot of live poetry is in pubs and, you know, in different spaces.
I really wanted to do a more kind of... A piece that had a clear narrative running through it, that had a set, and that had characters, was jumping in and out of characters, and I feel like I wouldn't be able to utilise all of those different elements in just a small pub space. And it's great having the Emporium here because it's such a lovely big space and you can really move around in it. I have felt sometimes a little bit isolated and kind of small in such a big theatre space, but I think actually I've used it to my advantage, and I can use things like projections, and they look really great on the back. We've just tried them out for the first time today, and we're also doing a bit of physical theatre with my two friends who are amazing dancers, and they're coming in at one point, and we're all kind of doing this dance called the Rosa Dance Rosa, which is kind of, I think it illustrates the monotonous actions we go through every day as women or as men, like just kind of the repetitions when you get up and then you go to school and then you comb your hair and then you do this and do that. And yeah, Niamh's been a real help in all of that, and I feel like it's really kind of correlates well with the poem that I wrote for it.
What's that experience been like, Niamh?
Yeah, it's been amazing, really. So I kind of learned the dance online and then started meeting up with Ella and Rosie and just teaching them the dance, and it's been really fun learning it and just kind of directing Ella a little bit as well, just in her theatre, and just really nice to kind of mix dance and poetry together, because a lot of, in like Brighton Fringe, poetry and dance are very kind of separate. It's not that often that you kind of see the two merge together, so yeah. I think it's...
Do you find your poems, or do they find you?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. I think my poems are a natural reflection of, you know, the things that I experience and how I choose to express it, and things that I care about. So I care about feminism, like it's a big part of my life, I'd say, and I read about it a lot, and you know, it always stands out to me in society when I walk into a room or if I go to see something, you know, how women are represented. So I guess I've always wanted to talk about that, but I don't just talk about that. I, you know, if I've gone through an emotional experience, I will write about it, whether that's in poetry form, whether that's just writing down my diary or anything. But I think, yeah, poetry has kind of naturally become the main way that I like to write and express it, and when I get everything down on paper, it's such a like release for me. So I don't know, do they find me or do I find them? I guess both. It's a mix.
But I guess also, if we were allowed to accompany you with, you know, reality TV cameras, would we find ideas interrupting your life, or do you sit down to write?
Oh, in that way, sorry. I'd say still get a mix. However, I think most of the poems, if not all of the poems, 90% of the poems that are in the show are experience are things that I have actually personally experienced. And sometimes when I'm out, I do just randomly go to the toilet and I'm in there for like 20 minutes and I've come out and I've written this really random poem about like an MC at Concord who's really, I think, is shit. And I'm just like, this MC's crap, blah, 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 blah. He's really not all that. And so sometimes I do just feel the urge to write about things immediately. But sometimes I get a concept in my head and I'm not sure how I'm going to express it and I'm not sure how I'm going to actually write it. And in that way, I do get writer's block. I do get frustrated and I do try, like, I don't think it's ever as good when I try to force it. It's always better when they naturally come to me. But sometimes they don't naturally come to you, so you've got to do a bit of work to do it. And sometimes I draw, like, mind maps and stuff like that, just random exercises you can do.
And for people who parked poetry at school, having had bad experiences of the way it was taught, when should poems be read and when should they be performed?
I would actually say, if you'd asked me that question, I don't know, 3 months ago, I would probably have said it doesn't matter. If it, good writing's good writing, and it's just about your ability to perform it and your connection with it as an individual or as a writer to your work and what you think should is suitable for performing. However, now I do think the spoken word style has evolved poetry in a certain way that I think, you know, to perform, say, some poetry in a spoken word style doesn't necessarily work in the same way as contemporary poets have written them. For example, Holly McNeish, Kate Tempest. It's not the same as Wordsworth, but, you know, they definitely are inspired by that. So it's just what translates to people today. And I think language is naturally always evolving, whether that be spoken language, written language, poetry. So it's changing with the times, but it's just about, you know, I think any poetry can be performed. It's just about the performer.
Yeah, and Kate Tempest at Glastonbury's Hold Your Own, you know, turned into a massive religious empowerment for everybody, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think she's really given an amazing platform for poets today, for performance artists, not just poets, for putting poetry together with music, which, you know, it's always been there with Gil Scott-Heron and John Cooper Clarke, but there does seem to be a bit of a revival with poetry and music, definitely. Yeah.
So for this show, including physical theatre, some of the highlights of how did this get made from idea to realisation here at 88 London Road?
I heard about the Pebble Trust Fund Award, the Pebble Trust Talent Grant, who have been literally such a massive help to me. I couldn't be doing this without them, basically. I've written always poetry here and there, and I perform it. I've performed it at Hammer and Tongue quite a few times at festival open mics, but I've really wanted to get involved in the fringe, do something original and kind of be involved in the whole process of it, because I was in the fringe 2 years ago doing a play, just acting in it, and I love acting, I love performing, but I also love writing, and I really wanted to kind of merge the two. So I thought the fringe would be a perfect opportunity to showcase that, and I really wanted to do something about women and about the experiences I've had and the experiences my friends have had. And I just did like loads of research from other poetry events that have been on in Brighton, and you know, there's such a great spoken word scene in Brighton, and even over the last few months I've really made links with loads of people who are coming to see the show, from Hammer and Tongue to Poets versus MCs, and there's a real community of people here with Pig Hog. Pig Hog's here every month now at ATA London Road, and I think what was the original question? Oh yeah, the developing process. And I just started writing it, and it really just came together from a kind of mixture of, I don't know, started off with like 4 poems I'd written that kind of linked together, I thought, quite well, and then it kind of just went from there, and then I just slotted in a poem here, slotted in a poem there. The main struggle with me was finding like a narrative, like trying to find like a way to connect all the poems that wasn't clumsy and kind of worked and flowed well. So at the beginning it was just like a jumble of poems, but I guess going through and doing work with Niamh on the dance, I saw the dance the Rosa Dance Rosa, which we've used online when I was, no, not online, or I was watching the telly, I think, with my parents, and this dance came on, and like the music immediately caught my ears. I love the music that goes with it. It's like a ticking clock sound, but it's incorporated with all these drums and stuff. And the dance, it just really spoke to me as like a feminist kind of piece of physical theatre. And I read up about it, and it's, you know, anybody can learn it. And the choreographer wanted anybody to learn it. There's tutorials up on YouTube. So I said to Niamh, like, oh, I really want you to be involved. It would be incredible if we could kind of merge physical theatre and dance, and I do my poetry, and then we do a kind of bit in the middle that kind of collates the two. So that's how that came about, and we tried it out, and we immediately kind of, it just worked with the poem I'd written. It just fitted in really, really well. So yeah, and so it all came about doing that, going to the Pebble Trust, getting the dance learned, getting it rehearsed, and then kind of devising whilst I was rehearsing. So as opposed to directing it, I put in extra bits I'd written in whilst I was rehearsing. So devising extra pieces here and there, I think was crucial, actually. Yeah.
Final question. Now performing it, and particularly in this way, has it changed your relationship to the poetry in any way?
Yeah, I'm a little bit sick of some pieces.
Apart from that.
I shouldn't say that. I'm not sick of them. I still like most of the pieces, all of the pieces. Has it changed my relationship to the poetry? Yes, I think definitely. Because it's gone through more of a process. It's not just gone through the process of being written. It's gone through the process of being on stage, being devised in a way that's not standard. It's not just standing there reciting poetry. It's, you know, we're sitting down at points, we're dancing to it, I'm putting on my makeup whilst I'm talking poetry, I'm standing on a chair, I'm falling over, I'm doing lots of random stuff. So instantly it gives a new kind of life to the poetry that it didn't have when I first wrote it, which I think has had a positive impact.
Yeah. I've seen Ella do some of these poems in like open mic nights and stuff, and then as opposed to this, which I've just instantly feel more connected with because there's so much more material and emotion behind it.
But you can go back to open mic as well.
Yeah, definitely. I love open mics. Open mics are so much fun because you meet so many different people from, like, just music open mics as well, I've done as well. People with different talents all trying to really do the same thing and just be in a creative space together. I think it's a really cool way to meet people.
So that's Did I Choose These Shoes here at the Brighton Fringe. And Ella and Niamh, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.